This is News Plus Special English. China's ailing moon rover Yutu has entered its 11th dormancy as the lunar night falls, with its functions degrading gracefully. The rover is currently in good condition and works normally, but its control problem persists.Yu Dengyun, deputy chief designer of China's lunar probe mission, says that Yutu has gone through freezing lunar nights under abnormal status, and its functions are gradually degrading. He said that the moon rover and the lander of the Chang'e 3 lunar mission have completed their tasks.The rover's designed lifetime is 3 months, but it has survived for over 9 months now. Chang'e 3 mission was the second phase of China's lunar exploration program, which includes orbiting, landing, and returning to the Earth. The program is scheduled to end around 2020. The Chang'e 4 mission,is under further analysis. As the backup probe of Chang'e 3, Chang'e 4 will verify technology for Chang'e 5. The more sophisticated Chang'e 5 and 6 missions are aimed for tasks including unmanned sampling and returning to Earth. China plans to launch an experimental recoverable moon orbiter.Before the end of this year, to test technology vital for the success of Chang'e 5. You're listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Yun Feng in Beijing. When the economy tanks,Women have fewer babies, but what happens in the following years when conditions improve? A new study suggests that for some U.S. women, living through a recession can mean they will never have children. The study found that in fact, 150,000 women who were in their early 20s in the Great Recession in 2008, will forego having any children as a result, at least by age 40. Overall, the lingering impact of that recession may ultimately mean almost 430,000 fewer children being born over the course of a couple decades.On a societal level, these effects are small. The drop off in births isn't much for a nation that produces around 4 million babies a year. But according to the study, author Janet Curry, a health economist at Princeton University, the results still show a pretty profound effect on some women's lives.Past studies have generally shown women cut back on having babies when unemployment rises. In fact, tough economic conditions, including the Great Recession, are blamed for a 5-year drop in the number of babies born in the United States, starting in 2007. The birth decline ended.With a slight increase last year.